Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Should there be more restrictions on learner drivers? Because the number of learner drivers involved in fatal accidents has trebled in the space of just 4 years. So would stricter restrictions actually work? Brenda Bulger is from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. Is this the simple answer, Brenda?
No, I think it's the easy answer. I don't think it's a simple answer. Those statistics are absolutely frightening. But I think we need, again, to come back to how can you become good at something if you're restricted from applying it? And I can understand it might be speed limit restrictions or, you know, limiting the time at which they're allowed to drive or the amount of passengers they're allowed to have in a car and those types of things. But again, and I know it's my wheelhouse, is education, education, education. They do come through. They do have the 12 EDT lessons, and a lesson is 1 hour. But if we break down the content of that lesson, there's an introduction, there's a recap of the previous lesson, any questions or queries that they have, whether or not they've had any opportunity to practice what they learned in the last lesson. Then moving on to what the topic of today's lesson is going to be, breaking that down, going through all the different skills and controls that are going to be at play for that, maybe using some teaching aids with diagrams or books or videos or what the case may be. Then we go ahead and we actually start to apply the practice, which can be 15 to 20 minutes. Then we do a recap of everything that we've gone through, you know, any questions or answers, anything they want to go back over. What was easy, what did they find difficult, that type of thing. And then we kind of just wrap up the lesson. So even though they have an hour, they're not actually driving for that entire length of time. And those EDTs are really based on, they take the knowledge that they've acquired within that hour, and they then spend 3 more hours on the road with a sponsor driver practicing and applying that. And that only works if the individual has access to another vehicle that they're insured on. And with the price of insurance premiums, that's highly unlikely. And the other alternative is that they come back to their driving instructor and take those extra 3 lessons between that EDT and the next EDT that they move on to. And in nearly 20 years of driving instruction, I have never once had any client come back to do lessons between their EDTs.
No, you just do them. You tick the box, you get it done, you get the license and pass the test, and that's it, Brenda.
That's the attitude.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will complain about the cost of driving as well, but it's a life skill. It's an investment and a tool you're going to apply for the rest of your life.
There could be a whole host of reasons as to why the number of learner drivers who've been involved in fatalities or fatal accidents, why that has jumped so much, more than trebled in the space of just 4 years in such a recent period. But like the fact that I read this morning is that 27,000 motorists have been driving on a learner permit for between 11 to 20 years. Like, should there be a greater crackdown on that, or does it matter?
100% needs to be a greater crackdown than that, because if you're not sitting the test, why are you not sitting the test? Are you afraid of the actual environment of being tested? Are you afraid that the skills you have don't qualify? And if that's the case, you need to reassess whether or not you should be out there. You need to assess maybe, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 lessons is just going to help you better prepare yourself for doing a test. I don't understand the test avoidance thing. And even the test is assessing a basic standard. It's not looking for advanced skills. It's looking for basic skills. The average drive time in the test is roughly 30 minutes. And you can make 24 grade 2 mistakes. Sorry, not 24. You can make 8 grade 2 mistakes.
Yeah.
In that test and still pass. And that's 1 every few minutes. So you can make a reasonably dangerous manoeuvre 1 every 4 minutes.
And still pass the test.
Still pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And presumably these 27,000 motorists that are on the learner permit for between 11 to 20 years, Brenda, we now have to assume under the law of the land that they're driving with a qualified driver with them.
Well, that's what we would assume. And if they're not, is there insurance valid?
So that's the other element to it. Stay with us, Brenda, for a moment. Keith is on the line in Limerick. Keith, do you think we need more restrictions on learner drivers?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I have to agree with your previous caller there. I can't imagine any fatality with a learner driver happened in the care of Brenda or her colleagues under tuition. I've said this to you before, Andrea. We could provide thousands and thousands of hours of lessons. It is attitude. It is attitude. If you get behind the wheel of that vehicle with the wrong attitude, you will end up in trouble. And if the education piece is not working, it has to be enforcement. So I don't believe restricting what they're currently doing, because I agree with Brenda that the more exposure they get to driving under the right terms and conditions will stand to them. But if they get into the wheel, in behind the wheel of that car, and they do their 12 lessons as per the letter of the law, and then decide to get into that car next Saturday night on their own and throw all caution to the wind and do things that they're not supposed to do, like speed or take alcohol or drugs, and change their attitude, they will get into trouble. So if it is all about attitude, we've all been through driving tests over the years.
Yeah.
We've got onto the road with the right attitude. We've minded ourselves. We've minded our family. We've minded other road users. But if you're the person who gets into that car with the wrong attitude, regardless of how many thousands of lessons we give you, or regardless how much restrictions we put in place, you are going to get into trouble.
And no amount of enforcement is going to, you know, in any way change that, Keith.
Absolutely not. And we can't say anymore, Andrea, that we didn't know. Like the education piece and the RSA and their hard-hitting advertisements the last couple of years, like everyone knows now we're not to speed and we know why. Everyone knows we're not supposed to drink and drive. Everyone knows we're not supposed to take drugs and they know the reasons behind it. Generation, our parents' generation might have always said, oh, sure, we didn't know at the time. But we have educated our young people now to know what not to do on the road and how to remain safe. But if you get into that vehicle with the wrong attitude, regardless of how many lessons from Brenda and her colleagues or how many hours you spend on the road, if your attitude is wrong, you are going to get into trouble. You will hurt yourself and you will hurt your family and you'll hurt other road users. And what people don't realise is it's the devastation that's left behind when things go wrong. And time and time again, they'll say, if only I knew. Well, they do know.
Emma's with us in Donegal as well, Keith. Emma, do you think greater restrictions on learner drivers would change things?
No, you know what I think? I think people need to take a lot of personal responsibility, and I think a massive amount needs to be done around. I know what Keith is saying there, saying that, you know, we can't say we didn't know, but I'll give you an example. Like, I live in rural Donegal, right? And I see young fellas driving to school in tractors, driving to secondary school. They park up down around the shore or the river area, and four and five young fellas getting out of a tractor. They only passed me yesterday when I was in town. Four young fellas in one tractor. Now, we know that the age limit for driving a tractor is younger. But that was, you know, these are farm machines.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be used for a specific... They're not supposed to be used for transport. They're supposed to be used for specific things. And, like, I've had tractors pass me in Donegal with young fellas going to school uniforms on them, one sitting in the link box, four in the cab. And you're going, what in under God? You know, and what reality did that seem safe? You know, they hit a bump and that young fella could fall out of the link box and the car behind will hit them. And this is it's the mentality around the driving, because we know that the age limit is younger for the tractors. And I know we're probably just talking about cars here. But where is the enforcement there when you see four young fellas driving past you? You know, where is for themselves, they're supposed to be a wee bit responsible at that age. Secondly, surely somebody's going to realise that a tractor has been missing all day if they're driving to school in it. Why isn't somebody at home saying, why did you take the tractor to school? Do you know what I mean? And why aren't the Gardaí pulling these four and five fellas in who are in the tractor and saying, and I'm not, I have great respect for the Gardaí, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, if I can look at that as a mother and say this tractor in front of me or this tractor that passed me and my friend yesterday, and it was driving at good speed going up a Bray with four fellas in it as well. If I can look at that and say, that's dangerous and not necessary. Why are they being allowed to drive around the town?
What is the age for driving a tractor, Brand? Is it 16?
Yeah, it's 16 to drive a tractor, and it's illegal to carry a passenger in a tractor.
At all? Well, that doesn't matter what size this tractor is. You should not have any passenger in it.
Well, a tractor passed me yesterday with three fellas in the cab and one fella standing on the thing in the back. Literally. I've seen them four in a tractor, one, as I say, one sitting in the link box, three in the cab. And this isn't always the same fellas. This is like, you know, this just seems to be the norm here in the part of Donegal I'm in anyway, where they drive, they, you know, they're using the tractor as transport to school. It's almost cool.
Well, it's nearly a minibus, Brenda, by what Emma's described.
It really is. And I mean, it's going to open a can of worms for another argument in terms of, is it being done because there's an absolute lack of public transport available for these kids to get to schools?
Well, now, I know that there's a lot of school buses parked outside our school. Now, I personally do the drive into school because I have a wee girl with special needs. But I'm not trying to come down. And then, look, we were all young. But no, it seems to be the cool thing to do. You know, they drive into the formal and everything else. And look, here, that's the cool thing. People get taken in their tractors, or they get taken in jeeps or whatever. They get taken in the milkman's van full. And that's fair dues. It's one evening and it's usually supervised. But I mean, I can't for the life of me. No, it mostly seems to be, from what I can understand, that it just seems to be cool to drive the tractor to school. Because, I mean, I know a lot when I say to the kids, do you know that person? Say, oh, yeah, they only live a couple of months out the road. Do you know what I mean? It just seems to be that it's a trend, what? That it's a cool thing. And there's, like, I'm telling you, a tractor passed me yesterday. Three fellas in the cab and one fella standing with his 2 feet in the metal part in the back holding on.
But sure, that's absolutely mad, Brenda. In any instance, if there was something went wrong there?
I mean, all I was thinking yesterday as a mother, maybe I am overprotective, is if that fella falls off the back of that tractor and gets pulled under them wheels.
And this is the thing, even the statistics will show that we are more likely to be involved in an accident closer to home because we're more flippant about driving closer to home and, you know, more laissez-faire about our behaviours in it because we're familiar with that environment and we expect the postman at this time or the school bus at that time. And again, as well, the kids don't have the same sense of danger and fear of danger and fear of consequences as what we as adults would have, because they're not fully developed at that age yet at all. And, like, yeah, to give them the ability to carry passengers, and particularly with somebody just standing on the back.
What would have happened there if the guards had... And I'm just to talk about Emma's example for a moment. I'm sure there's plenty more listeners. Emma's story will resonate, I'm sure, with a lot of our callers. But what would have happened, Brenda, had the guards have stopped them there?
Well, I imagine that the first thing they do is they would have seized the vehicle outright. In terms of, like, the legal consequences, I wouldn't like to comment, but I would imagine that the owner of the vehicle would find themselves in some hot water there, because the vehicle, as she had said, is to be used for agricultural purposes, not as a mode of transport.
Mick is with us on the line too, Brenda. Mick, do you think there should be more restrictions on learner drivers?
Yeah, in a way, yes. But the restrictions that are in place are not being enforced.
It's all about enforcement.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. And I know the guards are under pressure. I can appreciate that. But you see time and time again, young people driving on their own with L plates on the back of a car and on the front of it, and nobody else with them.
Yeah.
And that's, if they're learner drivers, they should be accompanied by the letter of the law. And it's not happening. So it's a mess. The system is a mess.
But there's nothing to say, though, that the person driving the car with the L plate or the N plate up, you know, is necessarily the learner driver. Like, it could be somebody else in the house. But I take your point. Do you think they should be checked?
Yes, I agree with that. That could be the case. But I've actually... Like that lady in Donegal, I've actually seen young people drive to school, park the car up, and L plates on the car, and away they go.
They're the only person in the car, and they're driving to school.
In the car, yeah. And you see that time and time again. As I said, restrictions. Now, the one restriction I would like to see is raise the age of getting a licence in the first place.
Okay.
Raise it to 18.
Raise it up rather even further.
Raise it rather than 17, raise it up to 18.
Would that work, Brenda? Would that make any difference?
I don't think so. I mean, we all know some 40-year-olds who are less mature than some 18-year-olds. And as well as that, as you were saying, like, the people on the learner permit have been on us for donkey's years. So even though it's a learner permit, we still have this thing in our head where we're thinking 17-year-old kids get behind the wheel. People who are on learner permits 10, 12, 15 years are not 17.
No, not at that stage.
No, I agree with that.
So the big issue really, Brenda, for you is the people that are on the learner permit for, you know, 2 decades.
Well, like, why are you on your learner permit that long? There's no need. If you're afraid of the driving environment, fine, that's something that can be approached and can be addressed. If you're afraid that you won't pass it when you've been driving that long, you really need to start asking yourself some questions about your driving skills.
And should you be out in the road?
Exactly. Like, because driving and like, you know, we call it sharing the road. It's a community effort. Everybody has to throw their weight in and do it correctly to the best of their ability. And look, we all have our failings and we all have, you know, a lack of concentration.
Absolutely.
At times that happens. But we need to start taking this way more seriously. And if there's no consequence for action, we can't take it seriously. And introducing new rule after new rule after new rule will never change behaviour.
Yeah. Well, this texter here makes the point, until we've a dedicated traffic police, nothing will change. There's little or no enforcement in this country and no amount of testing and training is going to make any difference. I see a lot of end drivers and young drivers doing crazy things in the roads and they've just finished their test. John in Kilkenny has sent in a message, Brenda. You might clarify this. He makes the point, it's only illegal to carry a passenger if the tractor isn't equipped, if it doesn't have a passenger seat in it. The larger tractors now come with a passenger seat, but what the lady Emma in Donegal described is highly illegal.
Now, to the best of my knowledge, it was that you were never allowed to carry a passenger on a tractor.
Even if it is a passenger seat, if it's one of the new larger ones.
Ah, there we are. I stand corrected. John is correct.
Yeah,
you not carry a passenger unless the tractor is equipped to carry one.
Yeah, okay. But if it's a case that it isn't equipped and you have people, as Emma described, standing in the cab, you know, and seated in the cab where there isn't seats and in the back of trailers, that isn't something you're allowed to do, clearly.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not. And if you're on, there's no test for a tractor anyway. But.
Yeah, Mary makes the point, I've always felt it was necessary to restrict new drivers to a maximum of a 1.2 litre car only for 2 years. They don't need to be driving anything bigger than that. Another listener says the parents need to take a little bit of blame here as well. I know of two cases where a learner was using the mother's car with her permission and then took his penalty points when he was caught on the speed camera. Sure, what lesson does that teach?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.